Citizens from in and around Wilmington packed UNCW's Keenan Auditorium Wednesday night to get answers from a panel of experts about the Gen X water crisis. The forum, organized by the Star News and sponsored by WHQR and WWAY, featured local elected officials, researchers, and staffers from government agencies. The chemical compound is in the Cape Fear River, although the company producing it, Chemours, has stopped discharging the byproduct into southeastern North Carolina's drinking water supply. Three reporters, one from the Star News, WWAY, and WHQR's own Vince Winkle, posed questions to the panel. Here's WHQR's Rachel Lewis-Hilburn.
The first question of the night asked why environmental authorities in Europe seem to act with much more rigor. Joseph Wild Ramsing, a scientist with the Center for Research on Multinational Corporations, is based in the Netherlands. He says it's partly due to funding and partly due to the recognition by regulatory agencies in Europe of certain basic principles.
If you're going to be putting something into a river and people are going to be drinking it, you should be telling them about that. Other things like the precautionary principle, where you just think of this idea of if you're going to be putting something out there, you can't use the lack of scientific certainty about its impacts to justify not doing anything or not telling people about it. So.
Thank you.
Until more questions are answered about Gen X, however, the overarching issue for many people in the region, how can we take matters into our own hands and treat our water so that we know it's safe to drink? Detlef Canapi of NC State was part of the team that discovered the presence of Gen X in the Cape Fear River.
There are reverse osmosis type home filters, under the sink type filters, that in my opinion would remove Gen X and the other ethers very well, and I'm saying that based on the removal of compounds that are structurally similar.
But in the end, Gen X is only about 0.5% of the total fluorochemical load in the river. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.